This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with Gil Crying Hawk Tarbox about his efforts to keep the Native American heritage alive. But first, one of our favorite Easter traditions in America is dyeing hard-boiled eggs and decorating them in different colors. But where exactly does that tradition come from? No one seems to know for sure, but here are five theories. Number one, that it was a spring celebration. Eggs are often associated with a time of rebirth and would be common at spring festivals. It's thought that it used to be a tradition to decorate these eggs for the spring celebration. Number two, a Mesopotamian tradition. Early Christians in Mesopotamia dyed eggs red during Easter to represent the blood of Christ. Number three, the theory about dyeing Easter eggs is a royal tradition. King Edward I had 450 eggs colored in gold leaf and presented it to the royal family as an Easter gift. Number four, Mary Magdalene and the red egg. Two versions of this story. One is that she bought a basket of eggs to Jesus' tomb and they turned red when she discovered that he was gone. A second version is that she approached the Roman emperor and he said, "Jesus is no more alive than this egg is red," and it turned red. And the number five theory on why we dye the Easter eggs, Mary, mother of Jesus, and the red egg. A similar story, only this time it's Mary, Jesus' mother, who has the eggs, and they are stained during the crucifixion. Along with getting rid of our stink, showering gets the bad bacteria off of our skin, which can get pretty nasty if it builds up over time. While some bacteria on our skin is good and healthy, too much of the bad kind can get into our system and cause us to have diarrhea and other issues. Those that are active should shower daily, while those who are more sedentary should shower three times a week. It's important not to overshower or use too much soap, as you don't want to get rid of all the bacteria on your skin. One Direction, the music group, will lose $18.8 million because of Zayn Malik's departure. The group was guaranteed more than $3 million each for fulfilling the terms of their record contract, but it was only valid if all five members were still part of the band. The 22-year-old singer felt he had already made as much money as he needed, so didn't have any incentive to stay. Allegedly, Zayn didn't even want all the money. All he ever wanted was to buy his mother a house, and he's done that, so there's no incentive for him to finish the tour, let alone make a fifth album, only to spend another 6 months on the road. Also, Zayn was nervous about telling Harry Styles, Liam Payne, Lewis Tomlinson, and Niall Horan of his decision to walk away from the group for good, so he reportedly broke the news via a text message. A friend told Heat magazine he texted the boys, then announced it publicly. I don't think he wanted anyone to be able to talk him out of it. Women are now holding Tupperware-like parties for cannabis. The women passed around cannabis-infused, gluten-free, vegan, blueberry, almond granola and rubbed marijuana-based topical cream into their shoulders. They also discussed different strains of marijuana. Gil Crying Hawk Tarbox and his Ninnam Mountain Singers perform Native American music at events and powwows all over the country.
The Native people here were very strong. They were one of the first people to make contact with the what we call the boat people. And so they had more of a time to adjust and to actually assimilate into the culture. And a lot of it's been lost here in Westchester County, unfortunately. There were so many Native tribes here that you couldn't even count them any. There were Lenape on the coast, and there were Mohicans all through the area, and there were Wappingers through the area. And so it was very difficult to actually tell how many there were here. And when the Dutch wanted to get rid of them, they hired the English to eliminate them, unfortunately, and they did. But there are still people the families that have been living here for a very long time that are actually part Native, because the Native people assimilated into the culture very, very easily, and so they the Native people are actually part of the people who are living here now that have been here since the times of the Dutch, and it's important to actually know who lived in your backyard. And I'm very big on that. the Wappingers were very prevalent, along with the Mohicans. The Mohicans were all through this area, all the way to the Housatonic, all the way through Connecticut, all the way across the water. So it's very important that, you know, that we try to keep the culture alive. I'm Passamaquoddy and Mi'kmaq, so I came down from Maine, and I learned all I could about the Wappinger people because I thought it was very, very important to know about who lived here. And Chief Daniel Nimham, who was the last war chief of the Wappinger people, was a Revolutionary War hero. He fought in the French and Indian Wars, and then he actually fought in the, on the colonial side in the Revolutionary War, and lost his life protecting George Washington's back. When he was in White Plains, they were down on Van Cortlandt Park, keeping the British lagoons away from him. So it was very important to know that he was actually what we consider the first veteran of Putnam County.
Well, now, what is the biggest misconception that people have that you run into across the country about the Native American culture?
The biggest thing is that we were a people that actually had a society, even though the Europeans didn't understand it, which is it's a misconception of a misunderstanding of cultures is what it was. When the Europeans coming over here with all their Christianity and everything, they couldn't understand how the Native Americans could actually survive without believing in a God and Christian God, and so they tried to change them. But their spiritualism, they believed in everything that has a spirit and everything is alive, and they believed in God. They had the great creator, and it was the same person or the same being. It's just it was a different name, and they didn't understand that. And that's the biggest misunderstanding between cultures is the misunderstanding of what they believe in. I mean, if we all could believe that, you know, and understand and respect another person's beliefs, we would get along a lot better off in this whole world.
Now, when you go out and you bring your Native American drum, what's the symbolism of drumming in a circle with people that you're just meeting?
Well, the Native American drum that we use in the powwows now really didn't come out until 1954, 52 or 54, when the Humper Indians wanted to welcome their veterans back from the Korean War. Before that, they were all hand drums. But the drum represents the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And the earth actually has a beat, but everybody has lost the touch to be able to hear it and feel it. That's why Native Americans walk around with a lot of times with bare feet or moccasins, because they can actually feel the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And when you're in the womb before you're born, you're hearing two heartbeats. And one of them is yours, and the other one is your mother's. And when you come out, you don't hear that as often anymore. When you grow up, you get into culture, and you're starting to live out in the society and working, and you just forget about that other heartbeat. But when the drum comes in, you find, there's the other heartbeat. And that's because it's the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And so it's very important that we stay in tune with that heartbeat. It's one of the oldest percussion instruments there are in the world is the drum. It's been around forever in every culture in the world.
And do people have the ability to quickly learn the songs that you're doing and get an idea of what it is you're trying to get across?
No. Our songs, we are a group that have learned the songs in different languages, many different languages, probably five or six different languages, and we try to keep it as traditional as we possibly can to honor the people who sung it really was. But most of the words have been lost, so they're referred to as vocables, and so we can chant them more or less and get away with not knowing the words by chanting them. And that's the important part, that we at least keep the beat going and we can keep the sentiment going with the song. And it's very important to us that we can do that and get other people maybe involved, and maybe it'll touch them a little bit and maybe touch their native root or even their European root, because the drum is so important to every culture.
Now, what's the most common song that you do?
We have a song that's really old that used to welcome the Europeans over from the Irish. Jesuits used to come over to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, where the Mi'kmaq lived, and they used to have a song. They used to call all the people down from the mountains so they could go trading with them. And that was about 500 years before Mr. Columbus even thought of it being born. So this song is very, very, very old, and it's a welcoming song, and it's a gathering song.
Sweet, sweet, oh, you gone.
With Gil, Crying Hawk, Tarbox, and his Ninna Mountain Singers, I'm Mike Bennett, and this is America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.